You make constant reference to the term phenomenality,
Correct.
but I have not actually heard any clear or any clarification as to exactly what you mean by that term.
Anything that is sensed. Anything that is sensed.
Sent by what?
Sensed. S-E-N-S-E-D. Sense, like touch, taste, smell, and also thoughts, because thoughts can be sensed. They can be any affect also. Anything that sentience can be aware of, anything that you can be aware of, I consider phenomenality, although sometimes the term is restricted just to sensual objects, like that which is sensed by the senses. But I would also include all the other mental stuff, the visualizations, the fantasies, the sense of emptiness, the void. Even the void is an object that is sensed by me, by you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I'd heard you using the term, and I had looked it up out of my scientific curiosity to know, you know, trying to understand things, but really didn't have a clear understanding of it. So I thought that, well, if I didn't, maybe other people might have a little bit of a problem there too. So I thought I would ask.
And as opposed to phenomenality would be the subject, or in the Kantian terms, the noumena, which is the flip side of the object relationship, the subject-object. But one of the things that happens in the first awakening is to recognize that in one way there is no subject anymore. And when there's no subject anymore, there's no object anymore, and there's just oneness with no separation between the inner and the outer, between the subject and the object, between the world and myself, and it all becomes one. And in that sense, the duality disappears between noumena and phenomena. However, I always talk about this too, is even that unity is seen to be a fiction, an illusion, something that is sensed, something that is seen, and that I am that which is beyond all of this, even the, how do I put it? There is and there is not. Phenomena, noumena. But if you even deny the unity of phenomena and non-phenomena of noumena and say not even that, this is your true essence of being beyond even that. And at first it starts out as a conviction from repeated experiences of watching the coming and going of consciousness, watching the coming and going of the states, watching the coming and going of phenomenality, watching the coming and going of your understanding, because understanding changes over time.
But is that not a sense in itself?
What?
Is that not a sense in itself?
No, it's different than that. It's a non-sensual kind of thing. It's like you leave it all behind and you become you. So rather than sensing or cognizing something with the mind, it's like falling back into the self, into who you truly are, and you feel something. It's like being at home. Yes, it's a sensing, but you don't feel it at the time. You feel it subsequently, because when you're doing it, there's no perception whatsoever. There's no existence whatsoever. It's subsequently you know that you were at home. And when you're sense falling into yourself, into the noumena, and going beyond the noumena, that's an interesting question. It's an interesting question, Alan. Let's say there's a conviction that grows from the repeated going into the noumenal states and going into the states beyond the states. There's a conviction. It's an apprehension. I don't know what word to use, but it's not a direct knowing through the mind. It's not a direct knowing through consciousness. It's like an affirmation that comes deep within you. It's like something calling out to you. It's like saying, truth is here. And it's totally beyond. and you are that.
More of a total knowing than a sense of knowing?
No. It's I can't put a label on it. It's different. All that I can say is it's a sense.
Well, that's the problem. We're limited by language and concepts, aren't we?
Yeah. It's a conviction. It's a sense of absolute truth. It's a sense of being at home. It's a sense of resting, and all searching has gone because you know who you are and who you are, and nothing in this phenomenality touches you at all. And you get the repeated experience that nothing in the states of consciousness or in the concepts can touch you. You're entirely beyond that. And that's what the feeling you get. I am not this. I am something else, and I can't know the mystery that I am. I can't directly know the mystery I am. But I know all of this that I see is not me.
So it's more a knowing of what you aren't than what you are.
What?
It sounds like it's more a knowing of what you aren't than what you are.
Yeah, true. It's the method of the Vedas is neti, not this, and to go through one after another all the different phenomena and the sense objects, the visions, the thinking. I am not this. I am not this. I am not this, until you're left with nothing, nothingness. And even the nothingness you perceived in meditation is not you. It's still an object. I look inside and I find the void and I find emptiness, but I see it's an object and I'm beyond it.
Thank you.
Can you feel it that I was just talking about? This is something that has to hit you in the gut and the heart. It has to be in your own experience.